Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. A man who will call Yehuda told that he was learning in yeshiva 20 years ago, and then his father's business turned sour and he had to cut back on expenses. One of those expenses was his share of the monthly dormitory fee, which was $100. His father told him he would continue paying his yeshiva tuition, even though it was extremely difficult. But the extra dormitory fee was just too much. So he asked Yehuda if he could manage to get that money some other way. Yehuda told his father, of course, but in the back of his mind, he had no idea where he would come up with the money. He decided to learn extra hard and ask Hashem to help him get it. Time passed very quickly, and suddenly, it was 3 days before the end of the month, and Yehuda did not have even a penny to his name. Yehuda put his head down on his shtender and prayed a heartfelt tefillah, asking Hashem to help him. When he lifted his head, he glanced down, and believe it or not, there was $100 bill sitting right under his shoe. He asked his rabbi if he was allowed to keep it. The rabbi said it was public domain, so he could, but if he wanted to be strict, he could hang up a sign announcing that money was found. He did hang up the sign, but no one came forward, and he understood the money was meant for him. The next month, his friend told him he had received a donation and asked him if he could use the $86 that he got. Yehuda happily accepted and was able to find the remaining 14 as well. Every single month, he received his dormitory money directly from Hashem, and it lasted right until his father's financial situation improved. Even when a person is being supported by his father, it's really Hashem sending him the money, and his father is just the messenger. If Hashem decides that the money should not come from that messenger, he'll send it a different way. It's so important for us to internalize this. The following story was told in the Daily Bitachon email by Rabbi David Sutton. Reuven was trying to get a mortgage for his house. He went to the bank, but was denied by the manager, Shimon Cohen. One day in shul, Reuven's friend Levi noticed that he was down and asked him what was wrong. Reuven explained he needed a mortgage very badly, but Shimon Cohen at the bank wouldn't approve it. Levi said to him, "No problem, I can help you. My father knows Shimon very well. If he tells you, if he tells him to give you the mortgage, he'll do it right away." Reuven became filled with hope as Levi invited him to come along while he asked his father for that help. Reuven followed Levi as he walked into a shul for mincha. Reuven asked him, "I thought you were taking me to your father." Levi answered, "Yes, he is my father, but he's also your father. It's Hashem. If he tells Shimon to give you a mortgage, he'll do it." Suddenly, Reuven began to view Hashem from a completely different perspective. He was his father, and he could certainly help him. Reuven prayed a very emotional mincha, and lo and behold, when he went back to Shimon, he had a change of heart and gave him the mortgage. The realization that Hashem is our father can do wonders for us. Everybody knows this fact, but if they are truly able to take it to heart and pray with that feeling, it will make their tefillot infinitely greater. Have a great day.